The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, it's Alan Ellis, and Robin is sitting here, but our little Comrex unit that we use to connect with the station is offline. So Robin is working on that. She's working her magic. She's trying to get that thing up and rolling so we can both join you and have a clear connection, but I am on my phone on the hotline, and Chris has got it connected to the rest of the world through this little connection. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm all right.
Despite the little technical setback.
Yeah, a little setback here. But you know what? The show must go on one way or the other, right?
Exactly, exactly. And thank goodness that, you know, with technology, you've got a cellular phone where you can actually dial in, because imagine what would happen if you didn't.
Yeah, I know. I'd be calling on the landline. Oh, we don't have a landline anymore.
That's right.
Or driving to Baltimore, which would put me there after the show. So
exactly.
Anyway, we're doing that the best way we can. Robin's keeps pressing.
When technology works, it's great, and when it doesn't, well, you make do.
So I guess we could just give the number out for folks to call in at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to do that, we'd love to hear from you. And today is the day we give away a fishing tackle package. At least that's the plan, that we're giving away a fishing tackle package at, you know, about 6:30 towards the end of the show to one of our lucky listeners who's called in the past few weeks. So, and we'll, you know, next week we'll start a new fishing tackle package, courtesy of Tackle Box Tim Sherman, and you know, he's like I said before, I think he's getting ready to launch a new tackle business. So you know, we want to just make sure his name gets out there a little bit and get some fishing tackle out to our listeners. So and he's a fan. He listens and calls and helps people and so forth. So there you go. How was your week, Mr. Chris?
Have to give me a minute. I'm screening a phone call.
Screening a phone call. Okay. Well, good for you. Thank you. See, that's the thing we don't have. We don't have the direct communication with Chris on or off the air. We don't have the texting back and forth who's on the line. So we do it old school, kind of old school. So. Yep. So the week was interesting. The Maryland Loves Crabs magazine hit the street yesterday. We went online over a week ago, and we started delivering. We delivered up into Cecil and Harford County yesterday a little bit. You know, there's 100 and some customers that we need to deliver the magazine to, and that started yesterday. And since our printer's in Dover, I decided to go that way. And throughout this coming week, we will have Maryland Loves Crabs at a tackle shop near you, including our sponsors. So. Including Madonna Seafood and Clyde Sports Shop and Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. So there we go. 410-922-6680.
Yes. And we have Josh on the line.
Hey, let's talk to Josh. Morning, Josh. How you doing?
Good morning. Can you hear me? You're on a hands-free device.
I can hear you just fine.
Excellent. Excellent. Just wanted to call. It sounds like you're having some difficulties. We'll fill some time here, bud.
Well, we can kill some time. That's fine.
I don't no,
thought, but we'll see, you know. Yeah, we'll have the machine working before. Hopefully.
Gotcha.
So
well, late food and winter wildlife food plots starts today.
Oh, okay. So you're over TA and TA
yeah.
and doing all that, right?
Yep. But it's pretty
Robin
amazing.
Says hi.
I'm sorry?
Robin says hi.
Hello, Robin.
She can't hear you, but she said hi anyway. Yeah. So.
Well, so, looks like you got a nice turkey. Had a good, successful spring.
I did. I was very happy with that turkey, my first long beard ever, and I know you bagged one up in Pennsylvania as well, and you've been doing pretty well up there. So, yeah, very happy with that turkey season. So.
I have. Yeah, we've been doing well up there, and even though the state's numbers, you know, the populations is slowly going down, we seem to be still okay in our area. So,
well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, it is. It is. I actually enjoy turkey hunting more than deer hunting anymore.
I got you.
Yeah. And we're just very lucky that that they like our area. So.
Got it. Hey, Josh.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Stay on the line. Stay on the line. I'm going to put my headphones on. We got the connection, so just stay on there for a second, and I'm going to hang up on you on the phone, and I'm going to pick you up on the headphones, okay?
Understood.
Okay.
So while Alan is making the connection, or at least putting his headset on.
We're good.
Okay, here we go.
All right, good
Thank
morning.
You. Morning, Josh.
Good morning, Robin.
There we go. You know, I give her...
How are you?
I'm trying to bring my blood pressure down.
I give her a lot of crap about being a high-tech redneck, but we wouldn't be on the show without Robin's special touch, you know? So.
Well, after... It gives
right.
you an emoji with a thermometer and an ice pack on its head.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah, when you turn the machine on,
I think I've seen that 30 times this morning or 40 times this morning.
Yep.
I'm emojied out.
So.
Well, I'm glad it's amazing, you know, I don't know if the pandemic did it or not, but people's technology at work has changed forever, you know.
Well, it's really lucky. We got this right before the pandemic or the year before the pandemic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we were already up and going, and it made it wonderful.
Yeah. It is amazing. I don't know. Maybe the software companies foresaw this coming, but we at work had just installed a new video conferencing software system right before the pandemic, ironically, like you all, you know.
How about that?
And, you know, I couldn't imagine. Could you imagine how hard it would have been with supply and stuff trying to get it if we'd gotten it after the pandemic, you know, or during the pandemic?
I don't know. It would have been extremely difficult.
We'd still be waiting. So.
Yeah, we're just a little cog in the wheel.
Gotcha. I just want to say good morning, and you guys are keeping me awake here as I'm headed west. So.
Awesome.
Well, we'll do our best. We're headed west, too. We're measuring deer today in Myersville, Frederick County. So, we want to join Steve Keithley up there, one of our official measures at the Catoctin Game and Fish Protective Association, because they're having their charity 3D shoot today. So our entry fees will help, contribute to the two charities that they're supporting today. So it's going to be a nice event. Yeah, we've never been there before, and, you know, Robin and I believe we need to give back a little bit, and so, you know, we're going to make that trip and measure some deer, hopefully, and, contribute a little money for some food programs up in that area. So,
excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
So, well, look,
yeah.
No, I was going to say thank you for calling in, and I hope we do keep you awake and keep you at least entertained and laughing a little bit. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Robin, it's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. You have an awesome trip, and drive safe, please.
Will do. Will do. Take care, guys.
All right. Bye. Thanks, Josh. Bye-bye. So I'll be going to Clyde Sports Shop in the next couple of days, probably Monday if it works out, and I'll be delivering Maryland Loves Crabs to Clyde's on, again, hopefully Monday. That's a penciled-in type of thing. But I want to tell you folks, if you're going crabbing or fishing today or this weekend or any time, Clyde's is your go-to place for any type of fishing or crabbing gear. They've got the rods and reels by Pfluger and Shakespeare, including the Ugly Stick. They've got pen rods and reels. They've got kids' fishing combos, everything for trolling, live bait, frozen bait for fishing and crabbing, licenses and rod repairs and hooks, lures, and all the terminal tackle for any kind of fish, perch, trout, panfish, bass, rockfish. They've got the circle hooks. They got the open top crab traps, the crab pots, the baskets and lids, the trot lines, the steamers, and their own special Clyde Sports Shop crab spice. So they got everything. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. The phone number there is 410-242-6108, 242-6108 at Clyde's Sports Shop. The weather's been amazingly pleasant, and it's going to get a little bit warmer this coming week, but it's time to get outside and enjoy your backyard, and that's where Backyard Billy's comes in. Backyard Billy's, located, you know, on Kent Island, is your place for making backyards fun. Giant, enormous, humongous selection of colorful poly and hardwood and outdoor patio furniture in any color or hue that you desire, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. I think they have 300 or 400 of them in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard, too. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, you can check out the barbecue grills. And they will help you. They will demonstrate. They will walk you through the process. Traeger pellet grills. Kamado Joe, those big kettle grills and smokers. And the Big Green Egg. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and fire rings. If you like fire for outside in your yard and want to, you know, toast some marshmallows or just enjoy the glow of a fire and sit around and, you know, have a little camaraderie in the backyard. Well, they've got all those, too. And they've got those freestanding deck umbrellas I'm hung up on. They're giant. They're enormous, and they put shade on your entire deck. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture, any lifestyle, theme, or budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Line-X bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line-X install your Line-X spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Line-X.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN.
Let's load Grandpa's old Piro in the truck bed next to mine. His old 12-gauge, I've taught you right, you can handle it just fine. I bought you gloves and waders new, you won't feel quite so cold. There's a new world waiting for you, son, that's 1,000 lifetimes old. We'll be there in the morning sun, waiting amongst the reeds. Wear a clear head and a steady hand, is all a fella needs. And if you listen close, my son, you'll hear that spirit say, when they cup and fall at first light, you can hear those whistling wings.
All right. Getting ready for duck season, are we, I guess. Hey, let's talk to Steve down there in Calvert County. Good morning, Steve. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. What's going on with the Ellises this morning?
The Ellises are on the air.
And on the edge.
And on the edge. We did the first few minutes on the telephone. Because
I'm trying to get ready to get out of here as soon as we go off air.
Right.
I mean, like, he put the fear whatever in me, okay, that I have to be able to walk out the door when we're done. Well, that just doesn't work for me, but
yeah, well, you know, it's always a tap dance, you know. You never know what's going to happen.
That's true. And that was the day that the Comrex decided it was going to, you know, give us trouble. So Robin worked with that for about 15 minutes and we got her going, and then here we are. So, you know, it's all good. And then we're headed up to Myersville, Maryland, Catoctin Game and Fish Protective Association, or Fish and Game Protective Association. I always get them mixed up. And we're going to meet up with our buddy Steve.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
That's why I'm up early.
I'm sure.
Please drive
safe. Sure. Yep. Robin wants you to drive safe.
Yeah, I'll probably get out of Huntingtown maybe about 6:30 or so.
Yep.
And try to get up to Frederick area.
Yep.
Around 8:30, get set up and hopefully meet some of the good folks up there and score a few deer. And
there you go.
A good day. So
you'll be meeting with Hannah, and I think her dad's name is Chris. He's Rousey and she is Eckert. But just ask for Hannah, and anybody will point her out to you. So
okay,
she's in charge.
Right.
So
yeah, should be a lot of fun today. Look forward to it.
Are you taking your bow and shooting a 3D course?
No. Hopefully I'll be. I should be. I've got a couple of hunts set up for this fall, and I should be shooting my bow, but I'm not today. Anyway,
I've been talking to some of our sponsors and advertisers, and I'm saying I got to get my bow to where I can be confident out to just 35 yards. My compound, just 35 yards. That's all I needed to go. I said I've got deer come closer, but I've got one that walks at one trail at 35 yards, and there's no way to get closer because there's not a tree big enough to put a tree stand in. So we may figure that out before the season. So
yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I'm an old finger shooter. I shoot compound, but I'm an old finger shooter, and all the stuff I've hunted over U.S., Mexico, and Canada, all of them most have been within 40 yards.
Yep, sure.
You know, it's I believe an up close and personal type situation.
No question. That's what bow hunting's all about. You're absolutely right. So
yeah.
And you know, you see these folks on television, you know, with the shows and stuff, and they get in the stand and they glass the deer, and the deer comes out in the woods and he goes, well, he's at 60 now. I can't wait till he gets to 55 or 50 or whatever it is. I'm like, man, you are just a wing and a prayer. Of course, they've got the 75, 80 pound compound, and they've got the little dial adjustment on their sight. So they just dial it in, you know, and put it in, and you don't really see the shot at the beginning to the end. You see it at the impact zone, you know. But, I mean, that right. thing's got to look like a rainbow going out there, you know.
Oh, it's a big arc. I don't yeah. care how fast it is and all that. It's going to be at those yardages. It's an arc. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. And my old buddy Joe Thompson used to say, I don't care how fast your bow is. Speed is 1,100 feet per second. If you have a bow that shoots 350 feet per second, the sound of that shot is going to reach that deer's ears, you know, three times faster than your arrow does. So,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So that's why I believe everything on the internet and everything I see on hunting shows is gospel truth.
Exactly.
So
you guys haven't shoved off for Frederick yet, huh?
You're still over in Easton. Yeah, we're in Easton, so we anticipate being there 9 to 9:30.
Okay.
So, but we will leave that in your capable hands. Yeah,
we'll be moving. Trust me.
Okay.
I guess we could have taken this in the car and used the cell phone and done the show on the way up the road.
On the way up the road.
Maybe I was wondering about that. I was wondering what you guys are going to be doing.
Yeah, we're gonna. Well, we're not as far as you are, I don't think, from there. But we'll get there. Plenty of time.
Good.
So, I make that trip on a regular basis. So you know, barring any bathroom stops or anything like that, you know, we'll get there pretty quick.
Count on that.
What'd you say?
Don't count on that.
Okay.
How close are we? Where's Woodlawn?
What?
Woodlawn. I know it coming out of the blue.
Woodlawn is in Baltimore County, where I used to live.
Oh, they had an earthquake.
Oh, great. Okay. Maybe we'll talk about that later.
I just
saw it. So, buddy, we'll see you in a couple hours. Anything else happening in your world? Share with
Nothing.
The listeners?
It's all good. Hanging in there and looking forward to the day's events, and we'll see you guys up there.
You got
see
it, buddy.
Then.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
All right, man. See you.
Have a great drive. Take care.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Drive safe.
Yep. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's talk to Bruce in Baltimore City. Good morning.
Good morning, folks. So, our illustrious divider-in-chief, Mr. Biden. So, I know you're gun rights. I'm a gun rights person, too, even though I don't own a firearm. I support the NRA. But I know a lot of people that have firearms, hunters, whatever, collectors, hobbyists.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so, to hear the speech he gave, apparently he wants to go with the guns. What a surprise. And the speech, something about cannons from the Civil War. You couldn't own a cannon. What does that have to do with what's going on today? Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And what was it? You shouldn't own assault weapons or nuclear weapons in the same sentence. What's he talking about?
Listen, you figure out what he's talking about, and you tell me. How's that?
Well, he doesn't know, and I promised I wouldn't use any. I'd be civil, but I can think of an awful lot of colorful language, and obviously not just that, but other issues. And I know it's not a political show, and even with the crime, it's the same thing. They want to go after the guns of people that own guns illegally, not the drug dealers and gangbangers. I'll leave it at that. I can go on and on. I don't want to.
I will tell you, I agree with that part a lot, and it really irritates me. And I'm not a gun owner. I mean, Alan is. I'm not. I've never, you know, I've shot a gun once in my life, or a couple times, a shotgun.
I appreciate it. I fired a shotgun before. I fired shotguns. I fired 22s. It's been years. But anyway, so today what I'm going to do, I'm something worthwhile. I volunteer every year to put up the work, volunteer for the Heritage Fair. 4th of July, they're going to have it this year. If people want something to do next weekend, come to the Heritage Fair Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a good thing. Music, food.
Hey, buddy. Thanks for the call. Okay, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Do we have a caller, Robin?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Okay. Oh, Stan, good morning, Stan. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I just told Mr. Chris I can't use that kind of language on the air. We'll get over this. I grabbed my thermos. We'll be okay in a little bit.
I got it.
You don't have to be half simple, but it helps these days.
Mm-hmm. You're not kidding.
Miss Robin, you just said earthquake in Woodlawn.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's what they just said. 2.6 magnitude earthquake, Woodlawn, localized, breaking. It doesn't give me a time. But okay. It looks like it was maybe sometime yesterday because they're interviewing people in the daylight.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, now it explains it. I thought a tractor-trailer came off the ramp where I live in the southwest at a high rate of speed and hit the curb, but as soon as you said Woodlawn, which I'm not that really far from, that was an earthquake we had yesterday.
Yep. I felt the one we had, what was it, 10, 15 years ago or something?
Yeah, I was the one on the I was on the Eastern Shore.
Ever felt.
I was on the Eastern Shore at a sporting goods store, and my truck was rocking back and forth, and I went, what the heck was that? And I walked inside the store, and they had these goose and duck mounts hanging from the ceiling on wire, and they were swinging back and forth. I'm like, what the heck just happened? And then it kind of dawned on me it was an earthquake, you know. So that was a pretty good one.
That same one, I'm just talking to my wife about it, that same one, the first time it happened, it rocked our world. It's been a long time since I've been out in California, what we used to call shaky. And I had a 7.5 knock me out of my bunk one night. But over here, and it's been so long, I couldn't remember. But, I mean, it rocked our world. So it subsided, and then we got the afterquake. And, I mean, buildings were shaking. Everything was shaking. And she said, what do we do? I said, grab a hold of me. I grabbed my 1917 wheel gun, slapped it on my hip, and the cat, and outside we went.
There you go. What's wrong with that? That's great.
Officer, you don't understand. This dude's an earthquake. I had to take the most valuable possessions I had, my wife, my cat, and my pistola.
Sounds like you were ready to go.
I was, in that order.
That's great, buddy. Well, you know,
maybe I'll catch you guys in transit. I got one more to go, depending on what time you leave. I'll be running down 97. I got my last load up there at the Sam's Club in off of Cornfield in Severn. So I might catch you guys today.
You might see us, absolutely. You got it.
All right, buddy. Back to work. My coffee's getting cold. You two be very, very careful out there and have a wonderful day.
All right, buddy.
I stay right on top of them. It drives them crazy.
What's that?
On your driving.
Oh, yes, you do, but that's okay.
Mr. Allen,
buddy.
I think you got a good one there.
Hey, keep
the. You got a good one there.
I know it. Keep the greasy side down there, buddy.
I'm blessed too.
You got it. Take care.
Take it easy, Stan. Okay, stay safe.
See it all in a little bit. All right, bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye. Oh. Well, we want to talk about guns. I want you to Google two things.
Okay.
I want you to do, not you personally, our listeners.
Oh. Okay.
Giffords.org, GIFFORDS.org, and then David Chipman, CHIPMAN. David Chipman.
You
You can look up David Chipman while I talk about some of our sponsors here. I want to particularly talk about Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. And they are, of course, open. And I've got all I've got to do is find what I wrote about them. And that would make it so much easier because it has their address and all that stuff. But it's been crazy here this morning. So, Chris, I'm stalling. Can you tell?
Yeah, I can tell.
Huh?
Yeah, I can tell you're stalling.
I hear papers ruffling.
I hear papers ruffling in the background.
That's right. Oh, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. They're in Edgewater, and I'll see them next week, too, and Crab Magazine will be there. Marilyn Loves Crabs. Invite you to their new location. It's 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Give them a call, 410-956-0300. Now, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. And now, Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows, crossbows, arrows, and more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, here's what they've got. Fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable crab traps, commercial pots, rig trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, stainless steel steamers, a full line of fishing tackle and gear at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Attention watermen, bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com is the website, 410-956-0300. We'll be right back.
As we go through the weekend, temperatures get hotter. As we get into the work week, it gets even hotter. Now, for our Saturday, a little clearing later. After a gray start, we'll get up into the upper 80s. Could see a stray shower or thunderstorm later. Tonight, we're partly cloudy and warm, 72. Tomorrow, we are mostly sunny. Stray shower, thunderstorm, headed up towards 90. And then Monday's high, low to mid-90s. And we are mostly sunny to kick off the work week. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Turned up, they more than getting nervous. My knees are getting weak. I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads, and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks. Yeah.
Big bulls, big bucks.
I love
Let's talk
that song.
To. Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, you too. How are you all doing?
After all the drama. Well, I don't know if it's drama, but it was a lot of thrashing around up here trying to get on the air.
You're just like my boss. Without her, Mr. No Tech would die and wither away. So.
Mm-hmm.
I try.
Yep.
It doesn't always work.
I wonder if you had heard anything else about that we talked about last week about that supposed New World record for striped bass.
I have not. No,
I couldn't find. I looked everywhere.
A year ago, maybe, but nothing current.
I'm more skeptical than ever about it because, like I say, if that had been this year, it'd been all over the place. I would have thought, my son sent me a picture of a new world record northern snakehead.
Really?
It was 18 something, but our state record is 19 something. Now,
right.
As memory serves, was that taken by Bo Allen?
Bo, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, they're allowing bow and arrow snakeheads to be counted in the Maryland records, that's
okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Right, yeah, because I know this one was, I think, 18 and a half or something like that, caught in Northern Virginia.
Right, that's pretty interesting. Well, maybe it's a Virginia record.
Okay, they said it was a world record, but again, that's what this thing my son said about the striped bass sent me. Said it was a world record striped bass. And
sure.
I'm just skeptical, to say the
gotcha. Least. Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. If you see it on the internet, it's got to be true.
Yeah.
You know, haven't been able to track down the 12-inch blue crab either.
Yeah. No. None of the things that we heard about, we've been able to track down.
No, you can't. It's impossible to track the stuff.
Yeah. And I'm not. There's a lot of stuff I'm not good at. But if I can Google something, I can find it.
There was a picture that appeared and was shared, you know, dozens, hundreds, thousands of times of a white. Pure white whitetail buck, you know.
Hmm.
Well, this picture was taken. We caught this buck crossing the road in Centerville, or you know,
same picture all over
the country. You know, there were pine trees in the background that looked like driving down the road in Georgia, but who knows where it was. But you know, everybody was claiming it. Oh, a friend of mine sent this to me, taken near, you know, Chestertown or down. Yeah, it's just so you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt for sure.
Yeah,
so. Sure
do. All right.
So,
well, you all stay cool today.
You got it. All right, man. Thank you so much for the call. You have a great day.
Dale, tell your other boss that I said hi, please.
I will do that. You all be safe.
All right, buddy.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So did everybody look up David Chipman, Chipman? And Giffords.org. Mr. Chipman was nominated by President Biden to become the new director of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Mr. Chipman was an ATF agent. He is strongly come out against the AR-15. It says it should be banned. He is an activist who, according to former ATF agents and even the former director at the ATF, said he's not fit for the job. And yet here he is. He is the perfect person to implement changes in our firearms policy as the head of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau, I guess. He is a... let's see what his title is. Senior Policy Advisor to the Gun Violence Prevention Group called Giffords.org. Giffords is named after, say it with me, who's named Gifford and has something to do with gun violence? Anybody remember? Gabby Giffords, congressman from, I believe, Arizona or New Mexico, was shot by a nut along with several other people and suffered some serious head trauma, but survived. And now, of course, there's an activist organization to ban gun violence. So she is, she has been doing that. Her and her group has been doing that. And this guy is a senior policy advisor, very anti-gun, rabid anti-gun person, and he has been tapped to lead Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Just putting it out there, folks, there's some bad juju coming down the street when it comes to gun owners in this country. Law-abiding gun owners who have taken every step to procure a firearm legally, own a firearm legally, gotten their permits, gotten their HQLs, gotten everything they need to secure their firearms so that they and their family can have some degree of safety against the rising violence in our country, and we put an anti-gun advocate as head of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Bureau.
Oh, yeah, because everybody knows that the criminals follow the gun laws.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm joking. I'm being sarcastic.
I know. I did pick up the sarcasm in that. Yeah. So no, you're right. I mean, look, if a criminal wants a gun, he's going to get a gun.
That's right. And we're going to be the people who suffer from it.
Yep.
Because we, as you just said, we follow the laws. But that's something that they don't take in consideration.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. We're, you know... I am so looking forward to the 2022 midterm elections. I'm so looking forward to it. I hope that by then the majority of the people who are somewhat paying attention. I mean, you don't even have to pay much attention, okay? Just somewhat paying attention will say, there's something fishy going on here. There's really something fishy going on here. And take back the House and take back the Senate with a wide majority. That's all.
But see, half the population votes because it feels good. They don't use their head. If they followed their head, then we would not be in the situation that we're in now.
Yeah.
This voting bill to federalize the state voting laws failed the other day, and a cartoon came out of Biden standing in front of a bunch of tombstones and saying, the GOP Republicans just stopped your right to vote. Charlie Schumer, standing in front of some headstones, was addressing the dead people, saying that the bad GOP just, canceled their right to vote. I guess that's lost on both y'all.
I didn't hear what you said. It's honest.
No, I get it, but I mean, I'm just trying to calm down because this is a. I know for you, it's a very touchy subject, and for me, it oh, big time.
Yeah, let's talk to Chester. Morning, Chester.
Good morning, everyone. How you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing fine. I'm the guy who told you before and told you the Abu Dhabi and Dubai joke.
Right.
Okay. Well, I got a new one for you, and it's clean.
Okay.
Okay.
You can list it under hunting, okay?
All right.
This lion's out in his habitat, and he decides, well, I'm the king of the jungle. I'm going to put my head in the water and drink some water. Just enjoy myself. So he does. This bear comes by and says, well, the lion ain't paying attention. I'm going to get over him. So he smacks him on the back of the head a couple times and then takes off running. When the lion raised his head, he said, nobody does that to the king of the jungle. So he took off chasing the bear. They end up in this little area where there's a bunch of teepees, and the bear runs in. And he sees the Indian hat, so he puts it on. He puts on a pair of glasses, he finds a newspaper, and finds one of their blankets and puts it around him. He said, man, I hope to God this lion doesn't find me. Well, a couple minutes later, the lion sticks his head inside. He says, excuse me, sir. He said, yeah, Mr. Lion. He said, did you see a bear come through here? He said, you mean that bear that slapped that lion around? He said, oh, my God, it's already made the newspaper? That's hilarious.
That's a pretty good one, buddy. That's pretty good.
One more thing. A while back, Joe Biden, they said Joe Biden's dog had taken a number two on the White House floor. I don't think it was the dog.
Okay. Thanks, Chester.
Chester, you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Robin.
Yes, sir.
A Roman walked into a bar.
Uh-huh.
Held up two fingers.
Uh-huh.
Said, I'll have five beers. 410 WCBM 680.
Uh-huh.
410-922-6680 is our phone number.
I must be overtired this morning
because
you've already got to explain Chester's joke to me and your joke. Okay.
Chris, did you get that one? Please tell me.
I was busy sending you a text letting you know that we do have a phone call, but we also have to get the laptop.
We're going to get the break in first. Yep. So. No, a Roman walked into a bar, held up two fingers, and said, I'll have five beers.
I get it.
I don't get it.
Roman numerals, Robin.
Oh, duh. I told you I'm sleepy.
It's all right.
All right. Let's talk about our friends.
Oh, that's awful.
Let's talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. It's time, folks. It's here. Summer's here. Crab feast and family reunions and get-togethers and relatives' birthdays and anniversaries can all be celebrated in your backyard because you went to Backyard Billy's and you are proud to show off your new table and chairs and you sit on your deck with your Adirondack chairs and fire up the old Traeger pellet grill. How's that sound? You put it off long enough. So you can check it out, all that stuff out at Backyard Billy's, and that's your go-to place on Kent Island for making backyards fun. A giant selection, huge, of colorful poly and hardwood and outdoor patio furniture in a lot of different sizes and styles and colors, including tables and chairs. Those Adirondack chairs, about 300 or 400 of them in stock. You can see them from Route 50 at Exit 44. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger pellet grills, the Kamado Joe, the kettle cooker and smoker, and the Big Green Egg. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard, your deck, your grill is going to look great. We'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, let's talk to Captain Don. Morning, Captain Don.
Hey, good morning.
Assistant Fire Chief Don.
No, Captain's fine.
I got it. What's up, buddy?
Well, shout out to my buddies down in Maryland, down they're crabbing. It's a group of them. Captain Pugs, the guy I had down in Oxford. They're doing pretty good. I already got a call from them, and they're working on a bushel and a half.
Wow, already.
Which river they're on, because we don't want to burn the spot.
No, I don't blame you, not one bit. So
yeah, they're doing pretty well, but they're listening. In fact, cool. They might call and harass you.
Oh, that'd be great. I like that. I don't mind.
But I'm up here in Massachusetts. I'm actually right at the mouth of Mount Hope Bay in the Swanton River. And the boats are lined up because there is literally a line of fog that is coming off the ocean, and they won't go through the fog.
I don't blame them.
Big stripers out there right now in Block Island Sound. I hear the music coming, so
yep.
I'll just wish you all a good day.
Hey, thank Captain Don, sorry.
No problem at all. Have a safe trip.
All right, buddy.
Thanks,
hey, enjoy
Don.
Yourself
you
up
day.
There. Catch a big one.
Okie doke. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe, and come join us at Catoctin.